Picture this. You're on the line, engines at idle, clearance comes through. You advance the power levers to the takeoff detent. N1 spools, N2 climbs. Exhaust gas temperature rises toward its limit and then stops, precisely as if held there by an invisible hand. Power stabilizes, you rotate, everything felt completely normal. But here's what actually happened. You moved a lever, a computer took that input, ran it through thousands of calculations, and decided exactly how much fuel to meter into those engines. You didn't control the fuel flow. You didn't control the RPM. You told a computer what you wanted, and the computer ran the engines. I'm Vector on Clear Direct, here on Radio Hangar. Today we're talking about Full Authority Digital Engine Control, FADEC, the automation that sits between your throttle and your engine, that most pilots interact with on every single flight, and that very few pilots have thought carefully about. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, certified flight instructor, the whole journey. Beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. Let's break this down. FADEC at its core is a dedicated computer system, actually two independent, fully redundant computer channels, that manages every variable in your engine's operation. Fuel flow, core speed, what pilots call N2, fan speed, N1 on a turbofan, exhaust gas temperature, pressure ratios, compressor variable vane geometry, bleed air extraction, ignition scheduling during start, all of it simultaneously, making corrective adjustments hundreds of times per second that no human hand could replicate. Those two channels, designated channel A and channel B, are genuinely independent. Separate processors, separate power sources, separate wiring harnesses routed through different parts of the airframe. Under normal operations, one channel is primary and the other is in standby, monitoring and ready. If channel A develops a fault, channel B assumes control. You might see a message on the engine display. You might see nothing at all. The transition is designed to be seamless. That redundancy architecture is what made FADEC acceptable to certifying authorities. When Pratt and Whitney and General Electric started proposing full authority digital control of commercial jet engines in the 1980s, the certification question was exactly what you'd expect. What happens when the computer fails? The answer they built was, another computer takes over and we've designed them to be independent enough that no single failure takes both. Where did this come from? The concept goes back to military aviation in the mid-1970s. The General Electric F-101 engine, which powers the Rockwell B-1 Lancer strategic bomber, was among the first applications of a full authority electronic engine control system in operational military service. Earlier electronic engine controls existed. They assisted the pilot. They automated certain parameters, but they were partial authority. The pilot still had direct mechanical authority over the fuel metering valve. Full authority means the computer has complete control. The pilot's throttle input is advisory. The computer decides how to execute it. Commercial aviation came on board across the 1980s. Pratt and Whitney's PW2037, the engine that powers the Boeing 757, is widely cited as one of the first commercial transport FADEC applications. And the timing mattered for a reason that goes well beyond engine management. Before FADEC, large commercial aircraft flew with three pilots. Captain, first officer, and flight engineer. The flight engineer's job was to manage the aircraft's systems, electrical, hydraulic, fuel distribution, environmental control. Engine management was central to that role, monitoring exhaust gas temperatures across multiple engines, watching fuel flows, managing engine anti-ice, catching trends before they became problems. FADEC, combined with the broader computerization of aircraft systems on what we now call glass cockpit platforms, made a compelling technical case that this monitoring role could be automated. If the engine is managing its own parameters and the aircraft systems are managed by digital computers with self-test capability, you can certify the aircraft for two crew operations without a flight engineer. The Boeing 757 was conceived around exactly this philosophy. Two crew. FADEC engines. And the new extended range twin engine operational performance standards ETOPS, which allowed twin engine airliners to fly oceanic routes that previously required three or four engines. FADEC was not an optional feature, it was foundational to the economics of the modern narrowbody airliner. The elimination of the flight engineer seat was a multi-million-dollar annual business case per aircraft. The airlines understood this, the manufacturers understood this. FA Deck made it technically defensible. So what does FA Deck actually do for you as a pilot? The benefits list is real and worth understanding. Engine protection comes first. FA Deck monitors your exhaust gas temperature continuously and will pull fuel back before you reach a limit. It's doing the same for overspeed, for compressor surge, for a hot start during the engine start sequence on the ground. In aircraft without FA Deck, protecting against these events required either a very sharp flight engineer or very fast pilot reaction. With FA Deck, the protection happens before the exceedance. The engine's life is extended because it never actually reaches the limits you see on the gauge, even momentarily. Power setting accuracy. When you select a power mode, flex thrust for a reduced power takeoff, climb power after reaching cruise altitude, FA Deck sets that power with a precision that human throttle technique cannot match. You're not chasing a gauge needle. The computer sets it and holds it through atmospheric variations, temperature changes, and bleed air load shifts. Single lever power control on turboprop installations is a significant workload reduction. On older turboprop aircraft, the pilot managed three controls independently: condition lever, prop lever, power lever. FA Deck integrates these into a unified power command. The Beechcraft Denali, powered by the GE Catalyst engine, the first genuinely new turboprop design in roughly 50 years, is built from the beginning around this architecture. One lever, full FA Deck. Pilots transitioning from older King Airs have to actively unlearn decades of engine management habit, and longer engine life means lower maintenance costs. Because the engine never exceeds its limits, even briefly, life-limited parts wear more predictably. Maintenance intervals extend, operating costs come down across the fleet. Here's what most people miss. All of those benefits are real, but they carry a cost that's harder to measure and easier to ignore. When a pilot manages an engine manually, setting power, watching fuel flow, monitoring exhaust gas temperature trends during climb, they are continuously building a mental model of how that engine behaves. They develop intuition. They feel the difference between a healthy engine and one running slightly hot. They recognize what a fuel flow anomaly might indicate. They know what a subtle change at a specific power setting could mean. With FA Deck, the engine presents you a result, a torque reading, a thrust setting, a green band telling you it's normal. The intermediate layer of understanding, the mechanics of how the engine arrived at that result, is no longer part of your normal scan. The data is there. FA Deck systems have excellent monitoring outputs. But pilots interact with that data less, and the intuitive feel for what the engine is actually doing erodes. This shows up in training programs and in accident analysis. Pilots who are highly proficient on FA Deck aircraft sometimes struggle to recognize subtle engine degradation that would have been immediately apparent to a pilot managing that same engine manually. Not because they're bad pilots, because reading a manually managed engine is a skill, and skills atrophy when you don't use them. The failure modes are worth understanding specifically. Most FA Deck systems have a degraded operating mode. If both computer channels develop faults, which is genuinely rare but not zero, the engine typically reverts to a fixed fuel flow schedule. This is called alternate mode on many aircraft, sometimes fixed mode. In alternate mode, the protections FA Deck normally provides may not be available. On some designs, you have essentially a fixed power output that you cannot meaningfully modulate. You are now managing the aircraft around the engine rather than managing the engine. Dual-channel FA Deck failures occur at a rate well below what certification authorities require for safe dispatch. But when it happens, the pilot who has thought about it, who knows what their specific aircraft's alternate mode behavior actually is in a fundamentally different situation than the pilot for whom the FA Deck has always been an invisible magic box. The auto-throttle interaction adds another layer worth thinking through. On most modern jet transports, the autothrottle commands power through the FA Deck. You have automation talking to automation. On Airbus aircraft, the throttle levers do not move during autothrottle operation. You set a detent, climb, flex, or takeoff go around, what pilots call toga, and the FA Deck manages everything within that detent according to the current flight mode. On Boeing aircraft, servo motors physically backdriving the levers show you what the autothrottle is doing. Neither approach is wrong, but they train differently and they fail differently. The pilot who doesn't understand which layer of automation is commanding what, in which mode, is at risk of intervening at the wrong layer, or failing to intervene when they should because they believed a system was active when it wasn't. The data tells an interesting story about FADEC's overall record. Engine-related incidents in FADE-equipped aircraft are significantly lower than in manually managed turbine aircraft of comparable power output. The safety case is strong. When incidents do occur in FADEC aircraft, a meaningful subset involves pilots who were confused by system behavior that deviated from the nominal state they were accustomed to. The nominal case is nearly every flight you will ever make. The off-nominal case is the one that tests whether you understood what was running the engine. This is the central challenge of cockpit automation, and FADEC is its archetype. We replace a human task with a specialized computer. The computer executes it better than the human in the nominal case. But doing so, we simultaneously degrade the human's ability to manage that task if the automation fails or behaves unexpectedly. Aviation's answer has been automation management as a trained discipline. Mode awareness. Flying raw data periodically to maintain manual proficiency alongside automation proficiency. These are good answers. They're the right answers. They require deliberate effort in an industry where training time is expensive and operational schedules are tight. FADEC is spreading. It's already in every commercial transport and business jet aircraft built in the last two decades. It's now standard in new turboprop designs. Early development programs are exploring FADEC equivalent electronic control for certified piston engines. Continental Aerospace and Austro Engine both have electronic fuel injection and ignition timing systems that share the core philosophy. Full piston FADEC for certified general aviation aircraft is probably a decade out. Maybe less, if the electrification and hybrid programs that are coming accelerate the electronics infrastructure. And when it arrives, the same conversation will happen again. Should we automate this? The data will say yes. And the conversation that matters more, how do we train pilots to manage the automation and still understand what's behind it, will be the one the industry has to get right. Sources for this segment include FAA advisory circulars on electronic engine controls, technical documentation from General Electric Aviation and Pratt and Whitney Canada, and reporting from Aviation Week and Space Technology on the history of commercial FADEC development. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. Keep your scan going.